New Zealand hasn't actually seen an increase in the amount of people doing sex work, but decriminalising it has made it a lot safer. But the lesson from New Zealand isn't just that its particular legislation is good, but that crucially, it was written in collaboration with sex workers, namely the New Zealand Prostitutes Collective. When it came to making sex work safer, they were ready to hear it straight from sex workers themselves. Here in the UK, I'm part of sex worker-led groups like the Sex Worker Open University and the English Collective of Prostitutes. And we form part of a global movement demanding decriminalisation and self-determination. The universal symbol of our movement is the red umbrella. We're supported in our demands by global bodies like UNAIDS, the World Health Organization, and Amnesty International. But we need more allies. If you care about gender equality, or poverty, or migration, or public health, then sex worker rights matter to you. Make space for us in your movements. That means not only listening to sex workers when we speak, but amplifying our voices. Resist those who silence us, those who say that a prostitute is either too victimized, too damaged to know what's best for herself, or else too privileged and too removed from real hardship, not representative of the millions of voiceless victims.